Lent is a time to remember the life of Jesus and the events of his last week as he taught and healed people in Jerusalem. To help us accomplish this, we're creating a living collage of symbols during this season of Lent. Of course, we know the cross reminds us of the way the week ended. Now, this morning, the second Sunday of Lent, we add another symbol, a money bag. Early in the week, Judas went to the high priest for 30 pieces of silver, agreed to pay and betray Jesus. Judas may have had many reasons for doing this, even perhaps believing the act to be honorable. But the way it turned out, it was not. The money bag reminds us of this tragedy that happened, the betrayal of a trusting friend. But even today, we see betrayal taking place in the lives of people around us. We also realize how easy it would be for us to betray a friend. How would we react if we were the betrayed? How would we feel if we became the betrayer? Let us search our own spirits as I have placed on the collage the symbol of a money bag. If you would turn with me to our scripture reading in this regard, Mark 14. Mark is in the New Testament, second book of the New Testament, Mark chapter 14, verses 10 and 11. Then Judas Iscariot, who was one of the 12, went to the chief priests in order to betray him to them. When they heard it, they were greatly pleased and promised to give Judas money. So he began to look for an opportunity to betray Jesus. Let us pray. Dear loving parent, as we see the money bag and come to understand the meaning of a broken relationship, let each of us be aware of the eternal value of trusted friendships. In Jesus' name, amen. As we continue to add to this collage, I like a living altar. And that means that the altar changes typically from sermon teaching series to teaching series, and maybe even a little bit from Sunday to Sunday. And this is one way that it will change up until Good Friday, when we honor the death of Jesus, and there will be nothing left on the altar that night. So I hope this will help you understand the season of Lent and all that it is about. Thank you.